Grillo's entire use of deadly force was a constitutionally reasonable response.
A judge in Cleveland, Ohio, found white police officer Michael Grillo not guilty of manslaughter just as the Memorial Day weekend was beginning. Grillo was charged in the 2012 deaths of two unarmed black motorists, Timothy Russell and Melissa Williams. They were gunned down at the end of a 22-mile car chase that began when police mistook automobile backfire for gunshots. 13 officers in all fired 137 shots at the car. Officer Grillo jumped onto the hood of the car and fired the last 15 shots through the windshield, yet he was acquitted. Protests erupted on hearing the not guilty verdict. Local media downplayed the protests even though more than 70 were arrested. By Tuesday, the Justice Department announced an agreement with Cleveland to reform the police department. This after an 18-month investigation prompted in part by the 2012 shootings of Russell and Williams. The Department of Justice report accused Cleveland police of a pattern of excessive force and other abuses. U.S. Attorney Steve Dettelbach.
We have signed and are filing this 105-page comprehensive consent decree that, once approved by a federal judge, will not only serve as a roadmap for reform in Cleveland, but as a national model for any police department that is ready to escort a great city to the forefront of the 21st century.
According to the agreement, officers will be trained to minimize racial bias and the use of excessive force. And the federal government is putting their 1,500-member department under an independent monitor. The settlement is an expansive list of items aimed at easing tensions between the police and the city's residents, which is 53% black. Cleveland Mayor Frank Jackson.
We have to continue to recognize that we still have the Tanisha Anderson and Tamir Rice case before us.
The city is awaiting a decision on whether any officers will be prosecuted in the cases of Tamir Rice, the 12-year-old black boy who was killed by a white rookie patrolman last November. He was playing with what turned out to be a pellet gun. The other case is 37-year-old Tanisha Anderson, a mentally ill woman who suffocated last fall after she was subdued on the ground and handcuffed. The Justice Department launched broad investigations into the practices of more than 20 police forces in the past 5 years. This includes agencies in Ferguson, Missouri, and most recently in Baltimore.
I want to congratulate the Oberlin class of 2015. Look at you!
Meanwhile, about 20 miles from Cleveland, the First Lady addressed the graduating class of Oberlin College on Memorial Day, 50 years since Dr. King gave a commencement speech there, where he said the greatest challenge of graduates is to remain awake through social revolution. Michelle Obama echoed that call. She urged students to engage in the social upheaval of our time.
Today, I want to urge you to actively seek out the most contentious, polarized, gridlock places you can find. Because so often throughout our history, those have been the places where progress really happens. The places where minds are changed, lives transformed, where our great American story unfolds.
Michelle Obama urged the classes of 2015 to get involved in civic life. She said, students, after this degree, you don't get to be cautious or precious or cynical. Climate change, economic inequality, human rights, criminal justice, these are the revolutions of your time.
Because we both know that you cannot fully achieve your goals of service and social justice if you turn away from politics and public policy. You see, it's wonderful to volunteer at your local homeless shelter. Please do that. But you also need to attend the city council meetings and make sure the zoning laws don't shut that shelter down. Are you thinking of teaching in an underserved school? If so, I'm glad to hear that. So many kids need you. But you also got to elect good people to your school board and state legislature, because they decide whether you have the resources you need to inspire and empower your students. Are you planning to rally for marriage equality on the steps of the Supreme Court? I certainly hope so. But I also hope you will knock on doors and make some calls to elect a president who shares your values, because that president will ultimately choose the justices who decide those cases in the first place.
And the students at Oberlin were inspired by the First Lady, and so was the small town, which was a key stop on the Underground Railroad. The college was the first to regularly accept blacks and women. In 1844, it graduated its first black student. He went on to become a founding professor at Howard University. Linda Perry, WBAI News, Oberlin, Ohio.